life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Serena, welcome back.
Hello, thank you.
You're back so soon.
I know. It feels like it's been so long. Just kidding.
I just saw you like last week.
Yeah.
But you still have enough in your journal entry to where we can talk for a bit, so
yeah,
I'm excited.
Good.
So, last week, we talked about you procrastinating.
Yes.
Trying to get through that. Mm-hmm. And then now you're writing and telling me that you tried to go against your procrastination, even bring home some textbooks to get ahead early, and then something happened to where you couldn't even do it.
Yeah, my internet was down, so that was great. And it wasn't, the first night it wasn't completely down, it was just kind of coming in and out. I have to go downstairs, unplug the router, and then plug it back in, and then it worked for like 20 minutes, and I have to go down and unplug it again.
That's such a
pain.
And then
I didn't get, yes, and then I was like, I didn't get anything done because I was unplugging the router the whole time. And the next night, it just like, I did it, but it just wasn't working, unplugging the router thing. So I was like, well, this is great.
There wasn't any weather issue, was there?
No, I was like, what is the problem? I
really
don't know. Although, actually, that was the one day that it was super windy, so that could have been a problem.
Okay.
But,
you know, I was walking to and from class, and I could feel myself, like, swaying.
Yeah.
Trying to
like,
hold
what's
myself.
What's going on out here?
Yeah. You got observed in your class?
I did, yes. My professor, or like my supervisor from Cedarville, came and observed me teaching. She'll come a handful of times throughout the semester. She actually is going to come and observe me again on Thursday of this week, so I'll have another observation.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. The only reason she's coming back so soon is because next week is when we'll get deeper into like the EdTPA stuff, so like our final project. So she wants to observe both a reading lesson and a math lesson before we start that.
Okay.
So I did a reading lesson last week, and it went super well. She gave me some good feedback, but the kids like behaved really well, so I was glad about that. Hoping for the same on Thursday of this week. Fingers crossed. LOL.
Right.
But this week she's going to come back to see a math lesson for something different. So,
do you feel more comfortable with math?
We've
talked a bit about that.
No, yeah, I guess it depends on the lesson. If it was going to be fifth grade math, I'd say maybe not. Although I feel like the second grade's been more manageable. It's just like two digit addition, three digit addition,
okay,
and subtraction, which like I feel like for me personally is more manageable.
Sure.
But I am definitely kind of getting bored with what the textbook has and like the worksheets that the textbook has for us to use. So I'm like trying to find ways to like mix it up and make it interesting for them, because I'm like, if I know I'm bored, then I know that they're bored too. So
that's a good way to put it, actually.
Yeah.
Because they can't get bored that easy, I feel like.
Yeah, they're kids. They're just like entertained by anything.
Right, exactly. Is it nerve-wracking to have your prof come in?
It definitely is, yes. Even though, like, she's super nice, and so I knew that it was going to be fine. But I still was, like, so nervous the day of.
Yeah, I bet. I couldn't do that. I mean, well, it's like performing for an audience, which I can understand.
Yeah, And my mentor teacher was telling me, because she actually got observed not too long ago by her principal, because they'll do that every so often. And she was like, I've been doing this for 20-something years, and I still get nervous when I have to get observed, too.
It's like your job's on the line.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, that's your boss that
right,
is going to come in and watch you. And she even said, like, it's much easier when I'm just talking to kids, but when there's an adult in the room.
Right.
Like, pressure's on.
And also, it's just a little bit different because you're talking to kids and now you have to incorporate an adult and their understanding almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm speaking a certain way for these kids and I don't want you, adult, to feel like you're stupid or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. That's great. You had a Galentine's night. You're a party animal. You did it twice.
Say, this weekend I was a party animal. Going crazy, watching rom-coms with my best friend, partying with the ladies at church.
Partying with the ladies at church. I just love that phrase. So what happened? What'd you do?
Yeah, on Friday night I went over to my best friend's house, and we just watched a rom-com. I made some cookies. It was so funny. I actually walked up to her house, and we had on the exact same outfit. We were both wearing a pink sweatshirt and gray sweatpants. And it was like that one Spider-Man meme with the pointing at each other. It was too funny. But it was super fun. Because she's the one that's also student teaching right now. So we were both just like, we're going to de-stress, not think about school, and just hang out. So that was super fun. And then on Saturday at church, a group of the ladies from church got together and did like a little Galentine's day where you would bring in two like gifts to give. So like two of your like favorite things that you've been loving lately. And then so you bring one in of like your own, explain what it is. And then like everybody puts two slips of paper with their name on it into like a basket. And then you draw two names and then those two people get your two favorite things. So it was super fun.
What did you give out?
I gave out, it's called a Java sock. It's like a cozy that's specifically designed for iced coffee. So like the small one fits like the small at Dunkin' and then like the, oh my gosh, what is it? The grande at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And then the medium fits like the medium at Dunkin', the venti at Starbucks.
Okay.
And then like they have a large one, but if I have that much coffee, I'll have a panic attack. So I don't own that one.
Okay.
So, but you can put it on like soda drinks as well from like fast food restaurants and warm drinks, but they're like designed so that like iced coffee will fit in it fine.
Sure.
And I love it. It keeps the coffee cold. And I always drink iced coffee even in the winter. So it keeps my hand from getting cold when I'm holding it. So
that's quite bold.
Yeah.
Now I'm sure you have more. You didn't give away your only two.
No, I got two different ones. I still
okay.
have mine.
Yeah. I'm like, you have to have your own. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
And what did you get?
I got one of was a devotional and it was called Be Still and Put Your PJs On. It's devotionals about
yes.
rest. I was like, I need this in my life. This was meant to be. And then I got, okay, I'm obsessed with sloths. And I got a pair of sloth socks. That was one of the things that I got.
Why sloths?
Because my parents always make fun of me because I move slow. Like when I'm getting ready in the morning and I'm trying to get out the door, I'm always like the last person in the family that's ready. And like if we're running late to church, it's normally my fault. So my parents
shocked.
Make fun of me that I'm slow.
Because another trait of you is you tend to talk faster
yeah.
than slow, but you'll move slow and
yeah.
talk fast.
Yeah, contradictory.
That's so funny.
I don't know why I'm like this. But they always say like, oh, like Serena's like a sloth. And I also do love sloths. Like they're just cute. They're funny.
They are. I'll admit that.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's great. It sounded like you had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. I've been waiting to talk about this.
Yes.
Let's talk about The Chosen.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So the season 3 finale just came out. It was amazing. Probably like the best episode yet was that very last one. I won't say anything specific to spoil it.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I won't spoil it for you. I won't spoil it for anybody else listening.
Okay.
But it was so good. I can say that much. I was crying. My family actually went to see it in the theater when it first came out.
I did too. Because of you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yay. Oh, my goodness. But wait, you saw the finale in the theater?
Wait, the finale came out in the theater?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, I didn't know that. I went to see the first two episodes because
gotcha.
You told me about it.
Oh, yay. Yes, those were so good as well.
But the finale came out in theaters, too.
Yes. Mm. It was only for like a couple of days. They didn't do as many shows as they did for like the season 3 opener.
So I'm sure that was fantastic.
Oh, yes. It was so good. So good. I was definitely crying. Happy tears because it was so good. I won't say anything to spoil it. But the verse that they included like throughout that last episode, or not the verse, but like the passage of scripture, Psalm 77, hit me in the feels. It's been like on my mind all week lately. I've been like reading it every day because it's just like the summary of my life right now. So
verse 4, you hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. You say that's basically how you feel when you wake up in the morning.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, I'm trying to pray and get in the right mindset of the day, but I'm like, I just want to be asleep right now. I do not want to be up having to go to school. So I was like, that is a mood. That is exactly how I feel. But then it goes on to say, like, I will praise you, Lord, for your wondrous deeds and remember your might. And so that has just been like my prayer all week long and like just what I've been reading over and over again in the morning. So hit me in the feels. Came at a time I needed it.
Thank you for sharing. I'm so excited to see that.
Yes, it is so good. Tell me when you watch it so we can dissect it.
No, we definitely have to.
Yes.
This now becomes a Chosen podcast.
Yes.
No longer 1,000 days. I'm trying to ask you a question without getting anything spoiled.
Yes.
It's really hard.
Struggle.
What was the best part about the finale? Was it the content or just the way it was portrayed?
Yes.
Or anything?
All of the above.
Yeah, right.
I can't say what was the best part without spoiling it,
okay.
But you'll know.
Okay.
At the end, you'll know.
Okay, I really need to watch it. I've been so busy. I've only seen the first two episodes. And are there 8 in this season?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can think back to season 2 finale. And
I cried knowing
that Jesus created the Beatitudes based on his 12 disciples.
Yes,
that's how
I
it
love
was portrayed.
That. I love that interpretation. That was so cool.
It's like, I am the cause for something that he said.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I shouldn't be because I'm so sinful and broken. Mm. Like, why would anything I do or be something that he has to say?
Yeah, for real.
yeah, not I worthy, but so it was great.
Yeah.
Okay. Serena, thank you for sharing.
Yes, of course.
I'm so excited.
Yes, it's so good.
You've had a great week.
Yeah, it was pretty solid, actually.
Well, I hope you have another great one.
Thank you.
Best of luck on your evaluation coming
up. Thank you.
And we'll talk again in 2 weeks this time.
Yes, sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.